Moms and children with songs and artwork are delivering thousands of petitions from around the country to Chase branches in Columbus and New York City and at the Wells Fargo headquarters here in San Francisco. Morgan Simon represents a group of investors and says what these banks are doing is against human rights policies.
There are lots of ways to make money that don't violate human rights, that don't cause children to be torn away from their parents. And I would strongly suggest to these banks that they find another way.
The protests are part of a national day of action to call on the banks to stop financing Core Civic and GEO Group, which operate immigration detention centers where separated families are being held. Organizer Elisa Batista demands these banks be cut off.
JP Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo are two of the largest. If they were to pool, that would have significant impact on these private prisons to be able to operate.
Wells Fargo says in a statement, quote, "We do not take positions on public policy issues that do not directly affect our company's ability to serve customers and support team members." In San Francisco, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.